Track 9, and now it's back to the news. Crumbling cliffs put railway line at risk. Crumbling sandstone cliffs above a vulnerable coastal railway line between Teignmouth and Dawlish could collapse at any time, the local MP has warned. Vital transport links in and out of Devon are being put at risk by the government's failure to fund the final phase of the crucial resilience project. Major works have been completed at Dawlish, where the line was left hanging in mid-air after a fierce storm washed away the ground beneath it in February 2014. Network Rail has fortified the seawall and rebuilt parts of the station to withstand future storms. But the crucial final phase of the work, stabilising crumbling cliffs between Dawlish and Teignmouth, is still waiting for a package of at least £80 million in government money to be confirmed. Now, Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley, who lives in Dawlish, says the government must act. He said it wasn't the break in the seawall at Dawlish that closed the line for 8 weeks in 2014. That took 2 weeks to repair. It was the cliffs collapsing, and it cost the southwest economy something like £1.2 billion. If we local MPs don't keep on standing up and talking about it, we will have another collapse and lose the railway for another period of time, he said. The collapse could be tomorrow, it could be next year, it could be in 10 years' time, but we've just got to keep on pushing to make sure it's not forgotten.
Patients' album to challenge stigma. Patients at Langdon Hospital in Dawlish have released their own album. The Devon Partnership NHS Trust has announced the release of Labyrinth des Esprits, The Cosmic Hunt, an ambient album collaboratively created by patients at the Medium Secure Forensic Service Hospital. Blending natural soundscapes, experimental composition, and personal expression, The Cosmic Hunt challenges stigma and promotes well-being through the therapeutic creativity in a secure clinical setting. Under the guidance of Matt Smith, a musical technical instructor at Langdon, six patients recorded, edited, and shaped the album as part of an innovative therapeutic music initiative. The result is a richly textured sonic journey that blends ambient compositions with field recordings from evocative locations. Highlights include the sounds of beehives, the bells of Buckfast Abbey, and atmospheric recordings from Fernworthy Reservoir's ancient stone circles. Langdon is home to DPT's Secure Services, which support men from across the southwest who, as a consequence of their mental health needs, have had contact with the legal system and require a safe and secure environment that enables them to receive a wide range of treatments, therapies, and care to assist in their recovery. Set in 100 acres of countryside, Langdon offers expansive views and a rich natural environment, home to a wide array of wildlife and coastal views, which is ideal for immersive sensory experiences. The creative process also includes deep listening sessions inspired by composer and electronic music pioneer Pauline Oliveros. Reflecting on the project, Matt said, "I'm incredibly proud of what's been achieved and the interest we've received. Some participants heard certain sounds for the first time or allowed themselves to really listen. One taught himself Italian and recorded the Lord's Prayer for the album. Another, a skilled jazz musician, brought that influence into the mix. The Cosmic Hunt builds on Matt's MA in innovation in sound and forms part of his ongoing PhD research, which explores how sound and patient agency in forensic settings can support well-being, reduce sensory deprivation, and foster a sense of control over the environment."
Half Devonians do not eat five a day. Concern has been raised that less than half of Devonians are eating their recommended 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day. Only 4 in every 10 people in the county are consuming the suggested amounts of fruit and vegetables deemed vital for a healthy diet, which in turn can help ward off preventable diseases. Evidence shows there are significant health benefits to getting at least 5 portions of a variety of fruit and vegetables every day. That's 5 portions of fruit and veg in total, not 5 portions of each. A portion of fruit or vegetables is 80 grams. Within Devon, the South Hams is the healthiest district, with 46% of people hitting the recommended limit, while Exeter is the lowest at 39%. The county's overall figure is below the average for England, which sits at 44%. These fresh figures come ahead of an important meeting of Devon's Health and Wellbeing Board. Besides diet, roughly a third of the county's residents are not deemed physically active, broadly in line with the English average. But fewer adults are considered obese, with just over 6 in every 10 Devonians judged to suffer from excess weight, compared to nearly 3/4 for England. With roughly 1,300 deaths in the county considered to be premature and caused by preventable issues, members of the board will be focused on trying to improve the county's health. The report noted that a new Joint Health and Wellbeing Strategy, or JHWS, would be developed. An action-focused strategy is important as the current strategy is broad and lacks targets or key performance indicators. A more actionable approach is required with clear monitoring and evaluation.